We're going to start this podcast off a little different. Now, we're going to go back in time, and I just want you to imagine this. Picture that my fantasy football team is Auburn, and Mitch's fantasy football team is Alabama. Let's take a listen.
All right, here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the misfield.
That's how my weekend went this week.
Oh, my God. When you sent me that, hey,
I was Alabama playing against Dylan, who was Auburn. You know, we'll get more into it. Our week was back and forth, but my week ended as Alabama from that clip. We're back for episode 5. We're calling it the terrible twos, terrible week twos. I know everybody had good weeks, but boys, how we doing?
I'm doing good, you know, just had a chill weekend. Actually, it really wasn't chill. I went out both Friday and Saturday, but it was cool. Shout out my boy Tuda, first performance. But that was about it. Enjoyed Sunday. Monday was a sweat.
Yeah, just coming off a birthday weekend, way too much money spent. Ready to get back.
Yeah, so we were up in Madison for Zach's birthday, which happened yesterday, Monday. So make sure you reach out to him if you haven't already and wish him a happy birthday. He's 44 years old, or at least his beard makes him look like that. I'm just kidding. So, you know, we've been gone for a week. We're going to break down week 2 from our fantasy league. And I'm not going to lie, you're probably not going to hear a whole lot of emotion out from me today because I'm just kind of down bad. And we'll tell you why and reasoning. But sports in – or today in sports, Aaron Judge is currently at 59 home runs. So he's on his way to breaking the record. Currently, the record without steroids is 61, but Barry Bonds holds it with 73.
Yeah, Judge has been insane. I feel like he's got a really good shot to do it. And then I actually haven't been able to keep up on Pujols' watch. I don't know what he's at. I don't think he's hit one, but – yeah,
he's not at 700 yet. Pretty sure he's at 699, but we'll chime in whenever that happens.
Well, look, man, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about baseball because the Brewers are so dead. Just dead.
Yep, and I've been saying that for a while. But Dennis Schroeder gets signed to the Lakers. I mean, he played with them before. Not sure how big of a significance this is, but they've got a crowded backcourt now.
Yeah, that team makes no sense to me. Pretty sure Schroeder denied a contract from them saying he didn't fit and then had to sign for like $3 million instead with the Celtics and then hasn't gotten a bag since. He turned like $80 million down or something crazy. I don't have the number in front of me, but
that is wild. Roger Federer's retiring from tennis. I know we're not big tennis guys, but I just remember sitting down in front of the TV and always seeing his name come across. He's got 20 Grand Slams in his career, who was the most at the time. Since then, Djokovic and Nadal have passed him. But in terms of star tennis players, just athletes growing up, you know, he was a big one.
Yeah, and that's talking tennis.
Dak and Trey Lance are both out for multiple weeks. Dak's happened last week, and now Trey Lance got hurt against his game or in his game. He'll be out for the season as well. I'm not sure what that is going to play out like for both those teams.
Yeah,
I think it's safe to say the Cowboys' season is shot. The Eagles now own that division, and I think it's going to start to get really ugly for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it sucks to see Trey Lance go down. I think that I don't think he's had enough time, I guess, to like for me to have a good like idea of what he's going to be. But so far, he just hasn't been worthy of a quarterback one for me for a franchise. So sucks to see him go down. I do like Shanahan and I feel like he would have figured it out with him, but I think they honestly are going to be better going forward with Jimmy G.
Yeah. Granted, he is still young, but like you said, I mean, having this setback now, it's going to take him a while to come back and be that elite level quarterback they want him to be. Before we kind of get down and break down week 2 a little bit, We want to introduce a player here that's kind of riding a high. He's got a lot of shit from all the other players in the league, and that's Matthew Wirtz. He's here. He'll be talking, breaking down week two with us and things like that. Wirtz, why don't you say what's up?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Great I can't agree it. More. Yeah, I can't agree more with what you said, Mitch, that I'm riding high right now. People are still going to come at me with some shit talk, but that's okay. I'm not going to apologize for being 2-0. And that's all there is.
Yeah, it's early, but I feel
it. Yeah, you know, Vert, you've got to have some things you're going to want to say here. And as we break it down, you know, go ahead and let it loose because people need to hear it. You're 2-0. So before we break down week two, one more thing. We've got Doge in the building. We just always got to check in every once in a while. Is there any info coming on in to your line?
There's been like little chatters, I think, across the league. I think people are starting to notice their weak spots and kind of what they want to go in the direction of their team with. And I know I personally have just kind of reached out to people, seeing my wide receiver room is too crowded. I don't know what to even like start week to week at this point. So, I mean, I was just kind of reaching out to a few guys that I thought could maybe use a flexer, something like that. Wasn't trying to trade anybody big or anything. I just wanted to maybe see if I could get some value out of a couple guys that I just don't even know who to start at this point.
Yes, we'll make sure to keep checking in on you with a week-to-week basis for any big-name trades that are going to come across the board. So, I mean, here's the results for week two. Take it away.
Week two. All right, so first off, game of the week was Zach versus Jordan, which Zach won 179-141. That was the game of the week that we decided on a podcast. I was correct on the game, as was Zach. Obviously, he was going to pick himself. And Mitch was wrong.
You know, Zach, you had a good week. You know, I mean, Tyreek Hill showed up as Tyreek Hill again. So,
yeah, I've never felt more confident going into any week. I liked having the chip on the shoulder of Jordan being projected as the best team before going into the week. And it's a really good sign seeing my team put up over 160 with Derrick Henry doing next to like where I'm at.
Yeah, I think Zach's team's really, really good through 2 weeks. Obviously, this is a game we play that a lot of things change between now and the end of the season. But as of week two, I have to imagine you feel really good right now.
Yeah, I think Michael Thomas came back to life. And, you know, just because ETN can't hold on to a ball, James Robinson maintains the Jaguars' backfield. So
Michael Thomas was your pick for you. Michael Thomas was the pick for you because I didn't think he was going to give the production he's given this early yet. So,
well, hear me out real quick. I will say he's got 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Now, obviously, there's regression to be had there moving forward. But I mean, I do think he's a very viable flex. It's just he hasn't gotten the volume that he was when he was that wide receiver one in all fantasy football. But, I mean, nonetheless, he was a late pick. You took your shot on him, and he's hit so far. So, I mean, he should be good going forward, too. I just think that back-to-back 20-point weeks probably won't always happen, but he's going to be a steady guy.
Vertz, what do you think of Zach's team?
I mean, it's hard to talk shit about it. There's no doubt about it. You can't.
I'm trying to find any hole I possibly can, and the only hole I can find is that fucking Cordarrelle Patterson at 4.1 points. We'll bring it up later. It's going to be a point because it's not what it used to be. No, I'm just kidding. But
I know even if you go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, even if you look at Zach's bench, I mean, Tony Pollard getting 20 on his benches.
Ugly. It's ugly. That's what it is.
There's some bias in that statement, Mitch.
There is.
Also, low-key, Duvernay just finds the end zone. It's weird. That kick return was electric.
Okay, but you can't count on that.
I mean, he was a Pro Bowler last year.
Was he really?
Yeah. Kick return specialist.
Yeah.
Oh, kick return Pro Bowler. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. So, there's something to be there, you know? I do want to just shed some light on Jordan's team. I mean, Jordan's team has been very good through the first 2 weeks as well. He just had some injury issues this week. I mean, Judy got hurt early in the game, and Connor also left in the first half. So, tough luck there. I mean, Chubb and Hurts have been phenomenal, and Christian Kirk is borderline wide receiver one. I mean,
Jahan Dotson on his bench, too. That
Yeah.
I don't know, he's been the best rookie wide receiver.
Probably in his lineup this week.
Yeah. This game is different if Jonathan Taylor plays football. I mean, he had touches, but he didn't do anything with it.
Like I said before, the Jaguars own the Colts.
Yeah, it is wild.
Isn't that weird? How?
I have no clue. Divisional opponent.
Like the Colts were everyone's pick to win that division and kind of run away with it, and they've been the worst team in the division so far. So
that division's bad.
Hey man, keep an eye on the Jags.
I think the Jags are going to make the playoffs out of that division.
Oh God, that's a hot take. Wow.
I don't think it is. I don't.
Colts, Titans. They've by far been the best team.
Yeah, I don't think it's that hot of a take right now.
Well, just Booby talking about before how he's not a Trevor Lawrence believer, but he's going to play well enough to get him into the playoffs. I mean, I understand the league's bad, but you still got to win football games.
I mean, I don't know if I have said this yet, but I'm pretty sure I might have said that the Jags might make the playoffs this year. Somewhere.
I mean, the winner of that division might win 7 games.
Yeah, it's bad. Liam, one over Joel, 103-99.
Just an ugly game. Just an ugly game.
Man, I mean,
pretty much all around.
Yeah, I mean, at least Devontae Smith did something for Joel. Like, that's probably good for him moving forward after a goose egg week one.
But, I mean, that's the best performer of this game total.
I mean, Joe Burrow had a little bit more, but Joe Burrow.
That's a quarterback. You're expecting to get 20 from your quarterback, especially Burrow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Cincinnati was doing against Dallas because they didn't look good at all and ended up losing that game.
The O-line sucks.
Yeah, it's bad.
They'll figure it out.
I'm not worried about the Bengals, though. They lost a stinker to the Bears last week, too. Or last year, I mean, early in the year, so.
And, I mean, CeeDee Lamb still had 11 targets again, I think. And, I mean, he had a respectable week, like 15.1, 7 catches, 75 yards. That's more than decent.
Bottom line, I know Joel has quoted that he's worried about his team because he doesn't have playmakers. And I can't say I disagree with him, but I can't say much about my team, so why don't you just get it over with?
All right, well, after a nail-biter with 4 minutes left in the Eagles and Vikings game, I was down 2 points, and Kirk Cousins finally decided that Adam Thielen actually is on his team. I was able to win 145-141 after Josh Allen scared the living hell out of me. I had to turn off the game. I couldn't keep watching it. The dude's unreal, but, I mean – I'm more to hear about what Mitch has to say about the game than I am with my opinion.
Look, okay.
We haven't talked about this either. Like outside this podcast.
The fact that the amount of shit I have given Lamar Jackson week in and week out.
Yeah.
And I play him and he puts up 42 points. I mean, talk about a fucking slap in the face, number one. Number two. Yes, I'm upset and down bad, but here's what I'm most upset about. It's not Ezekiel Elliott. It's not Dawson Knox. It's not other players. It's the Tennessee Titans franchise. If they put up points and somewhat stay in the game, that gap between us grows at least 3 or 4 more points.
Let's add more to this because there's a lot more that happened as well. Kyler Murray on some fuck shit somehow got that game to overtime where Marquise Brown had like 3 catches in overtime. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. He also dropped a huge pass on third or fourth down. I don't remember what down it was, but he dropped a huge pass that he should have caught. He just got rocked at the end of it. And then also another really weird thing that happened was Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson literally caught a touchdown. The play actually happened. Nobody stopped playing, but they blew it dead as he caught it. As I guess somebody in the press box called a medical timeout, and it was like late to the field. I have no clue.
That's the reason why Mitch lost, in my opinion.
I mean, I fell asleep a little bit, and I didn't know what happened. And someone was like, Mitch is going to be mad, and I like wasn't paying attention. And then Joel told me. I was like, dude, come on. Granted, I didn't know how long the impact was going to have, but...
How long was the touchdown? It was like five yards. But, I mean, that's 6 points he would have won.
I mean, if you want to talk about something else, too, I mean, Cortland Sutton caught it, and it was ruled a touchdown. Now, he was out. But, I mean, it was a slim toe on the white line.
Yeah, that was crazy, too.
So, that's another touchdown gone. And we could go back and forth with anybody's game. But just, you know, with this one being so close, the blowout to Josh Allen, missed catches and touchdowns over on my side, you know, Lamar putting up 42 on your side, and then some other guys kind of dragging their feet a little bit till the end of the quarter or end of the game. That's why it was the best, because it was back and forth. And I mean, I don't even want to talk about it, because like, I can't be mad at my team. They did okay. Zeke is trash. He's going to the bench next week, I'm telling you that. So, but I'm in danger right now, okay?
It's such a bad feeling. Oh my God. We've all been there. It's a bad, bad feeling.
All right, let's get to the piss puppies.
Yeah, Vert.
Let's talk about them.
Vert. Let's talk about the piss puppies.
Vert's 122 over Nick 84.
I mean, I'm gonna start this game off with Nick's team, and Nick's team is just fucking dog shit.
This is why you're on.
I mean, Nick, oh God, I don't want to beat a dead horse with him, but
no, Nick's team's shit.
I mean, Darnell Mooney 0.6, Kyle Pitts 3.9, the Dolphins defense minus 4, Greg Joseph 1, AJ Dillon 7.7, Michael Carter 10. DK Metcalf 7.5.
Nobody on his bench to fill in.
I mean,
it's Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
He's in the same boat as me, you know. We've got heavy hitters in two positions. And, you know, later on, we're going to talk about when the first trade's going to happen. And I got to imagine Nick's in panic mode just like I am. I know it's only week two, but, I mean, you put up 84 points. And last week I put up just over 100. And now I only put up 140. I mean, you got to be in the 50s, 60s, 70s if you want to consider yourself elite.
Yeah. And I agree. And I'm not there yet. But the thing with my team is first 2 weeks, and this is bad, bad management. A running back in my team gets less than 1 point.
That's pathetic.
I mean, yeah. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Then the best wide receiver in the NFL only gets 9. I think the fourth wide receiver I picked, Elijah Moore, gets 6.5, while Garrett Wilson is whipping his dick out, and his dick is dragging on the ground when he runs for 30.
What was the whole beef with you saying that Nick's team sucks and AJ Dillon's trash?
I don't know. I was drunk, and I think I just texted Nick something, and he said something that pissed me off, and that kind of set me off, and I was like, I'm not going to take this slander from a guy who barely put up 80 fucking points.
Yeah, that's fair.
So if I'm you, I'm pretty happy about Amari Cooper coming alive finally. I knew it was going to happen, bud.
I mean, I didn't overreact week one. I assumed that Jacoby Brissett had to come to his senses a little bit. And Amari Cooper is probably one of the more slept on guys in the NFL, like for how good he is and how talented he is.
But I think it has to do with his quarterback play. You know, Dak was younger when he's had him, and then now he's with Jacoby Brissett. I mean, did you watch Jacoby Brissett play? I mean, he did okay, and then the other game he literally gave it to the other team. It's like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah,
I've been a stockholder in Amari Cooper the last 2 years, and it's a really up and down experience.
So, Vert, you can't. I have a question for you. Do you think your team is championship level being 2-0?
No.
So you're a fraud.
It's early in the season, Mitch. I don't think any team right now is significantly like championship contender yet. Like, who knows what's going to happen with injuries? Who knows what's going to happen with teams changing up their schemes based on the first couple weeks? Who knows how defenses are going to adjust to playing everybody? I mean, so I don't think anyone's really championship level yet, but my team being, I think, 7th or 8th in points four is concerning to be 2-0. But when you look at your points allowed, it's not anyone's fault that Nick picks. Well, it's Nick's fault, but it's Nick's fault that he picks two tight ends in the first 3 rounds and, you know.
I mean, you don't have to apologize for being 2-0. That is always going to be the theme.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd ride that so hard. I'd be tripping Zach.
Let's get to Reed over Berg.
Yeah. 154 to 138. Reed gets his first win. I would have to say that this game was, like, weird, as a lot of the points came on Adam's side from his defense and his kicker.
Yep.
But he hung in there. Aaron Jones kind of won this one.
I mean, go ahead.
DeAndre Swift's been playing well.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He only had 5 carries, though. He was a little banged up.
Not much here to say about this one. I mean,
Godwin injury.
I mean, I play Reed this week, and me and Reed have exchanged a couple text messages already today. Not like any bad shit talk, just like a couple memes and gifs about us going to war against each other. But if I'm being honest with you, I look at Reed's team, and I'm sorry, he's not putting up 150 consistently.
You never know what Dalvin Cook can do. Slot machine.
Dalvin Cook has been pretty disappointing thus far.
But yeah, let's go.
That's about all I have to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, this game is just kind of Mike Williams played well, T. Higgins played well.
I mean, I'd expect Reed, though. I haven't looked at his lineup yet, but I'd expect him to have Curtis Samuel in the lineup, too, next week.
I saw that they have Curtis Samuel ranked higher than Terry McLaurin. I thought that was kind of crazy. I think it's a little early.
Well,
but moving on, we got
Lang's receivers.
168 to 130. Lang didn't have a quarterback and still put up 168.
Yeah.
And his tight end gave him 1.8 as he also got hurt.
Look, man, I know he reached, or people thought he reached, but Amon-Ra St. Brown is looking like could be a possible league winner.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
He just puts up points.
I mean, we got to talk about Drake London. Like, he's going to be so good.
Yeah, we'll get into that more. He's definitely on the list of guys to talk about moving on here. But Breece Hall.
On Levi's side, you got Jalen Waddle with 40.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of high scores in this game.
Look, I like Lang's team. And I think if he figures out a quarterback, I think he could be dangerous.
I think the things to worry about are Breece Hall and DJ Moore. Like, I don't know. DJ, like, Baker sucks, man. Baker's not good.
100%.
I hate watching Carolina.
I have a question. If DJ Moore and the Panthers get a quarterback, is DJ Moore, like, instantly a significantly better player?
Yes.
Or am I?
Yeah.
Or am I?
Yep. I'd agree. But here's the thing with, like, in my opinion, if you're going to have a championship team, you're going to have guys that are going to put up numbers and then some flyers. It seems to be Amon-Ra St. Brown, Stephon Diggs, usually Joe Mixon are going to put up points. If you can figure out a quarterback to put up points, you take flyers and the rest of his guys. Drake London, if he keeps producing, maybe not 24 a game, he'll be all right. Take a flyer on Dalton Schultz because he was with Dak, and then Breece Hall's another flyer. You're not going to find every player, so you got to take some flyers that are going to win you some things.
Yeah. Like, Breece Hall, he's just going to have to hope that he starts getting more work as Michael Carter's out-snapping him by a lot. And yeah. Ty Johnson's even getting work. Like, I don't know what's going on in that backfield. But, like, Breece Hall's been saved by touchdowns each week, I think. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, 100%.
Or I feel like I'm crazy.
He just had a lot of catches week one. But
I feel like I'm crazy, but I read a lot on Twitter and, like, do a bunch of articles and stuff like that Michael Carter was always the starter.
Yeah. I was going to take Breece Hall until I remembered that he wasn't even really the starter. And I ended up going a different direction during the draft because I like Breece Hall. I think he's a good player, but I'm not sure why he's not getting a lot of work.
But yeah, so that's how the week two kind of came to be, you know, just some things to look out for. We've got 2-0 teams are Zach, Lang, and Vertz. My opinion, I think Lang's coming for it. Sorry, Vertz. Zach, you suck. So, and then 0-2 teams. Else, what'd you say?
I would expect you to say nothing else.
And then some 0-2 teams to look at are Nick, Adam, and myself. And I'm just in like a world of hurt right now because I felt like I needed that one. You know, I had some players text me after the game saying, you know, rooting for you. We're not going to name names. We'll talk about it later, but rooting for you. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Can't talk about it right now, but yeah.
So my favorite topic of today's podcast is when does the first big name get traded? And I don't know if it's going to be like an end of September where people are like, we got to do something different. Or it could even be as early as next week or this week.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
Are you hinting at something?
Me?
Yeah. Look, man, I know I'm asking in a bad spot. I'm in a bad spot, okay? I have one running back and a sack of potatoes. So when you have that combination with an all-star diamond stud at a quarterback, even though I love him, there's someone out there that needs a quarterback. And we're not going to name names, but I might make a move. Let it be known, as much as like it's not probably not going to happen, I'm willing to shop Josh Allen. It's a very high price, but if you think you can afford it, hit my line.
I like how Mitch uses the platform.
You have a platform, why don't you use it? You know?
X.
Not a terrible move. No, not a terrible move.
I mean, who else would get traded?
Just like decent names. I would listen to trade offers on Derrick Henry, but I wouldn't trade him.
I'm not sure anybody would want him right now, to be honest with you. I mean, well, Booby, would you want?
I mean, you're not just.
Who would I want?
Would you want Derrick Henry right now?
No, I'm good.
Vertz?
I mean, I'd give Zabo like Ramondre Stevenson for him.
Yeah, see, like no one wants him.
Vertz, I was expecting a backup tight end out of you.
And nobody wants your garbage of a child, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Dude, that's fine. He's probably the most untouchable person on my team.
I mean, I would expect nothing less. And I hope you have a big game and that he just puts up a goose egg and loses it for you. So, point leaders thus far, the Pen with 340. At the end is Tight End University, Nick, 221.
Dog shit.
No. Joel's the least scorer, 216.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought when you clicked on the top thing, it was in order, but Zach didn't do that. So, yeah, Joel is the lowest at 216. But, you know, so Joe Flacco, I mean, what? I mean, if you watch the games, the Jets came back in 2 minutes. If Nick Chubb stops and doesn't score,
yeah,
and sits on that ball, you know, they win the game. But you're not thinking about that. You're up by more than two touchdowns with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, that game was electric. The Jets actually showed a lot of life out of their young receivers, just seeing like how much fun Garrett Wilson was having. He's got to be in your lineup if you're sure for every week moving forward.
Like I said, the dude just made it look so easy. We're gonna touch on him in a little bit, and I'll give you my opinions on him.
Dolphins Cardinals had a miraculous game. The Dolphins and Ravens game was so fun to watch from like a viewing standpoint. Like if I had Waddle or Tyreek Hill, I would have been freaking out.
I was.
So
Levi and I were comeback. Actually texting about it.
Who?
Me and Levi were actually texting about it. It looked like Tua was playing Madden.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And then the Cardinals, I actually didn't watch a lot of that game. I mean, Booby, what did you see?
Dude, like, I don't even know, man.
K1.
Like Kyler Murray was terrible in the first half. Like, awful. The Cardinals looked like they would win six games this year. And then all of a sudden, Kyler Murray just started running around all over the place like he does. Like, it wasn't even like big things were happening just like from the pocket. Like, he was literally just like running around for 10 seconds and then finding a guy. Like, and then he like ran 85 yards on that touchdown to give them the chance to tie the game with a 2-point conversion. He ran 85 yards, and he was like, the play was going on for over 20 seconds. Like, it was ridiculous. And then he threw a dot.
He made so many people miss.
And he threw a dot for a 2-point conversion. It was a crazy throw.
But did they win that game?
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah, they won. Yeah.
They had a fumble return for a touchdown in OT after the Cardinals failed to score on their first drive of overtime.
Shout out,
Hunter Renfrow fumbled for the second time.
Slot machine, baby. Matt Ryan's terrible. Yep, he is. We're done with that. But Mike Evans suspended. I mean, I saw a tweet, and it was like, if Aaron Rodgers was acting the way Tom Brady was that game, he would get so much slander.
Oh, yeah,
Tom
God, Brady. I hate it.
Yeah, Tom Brady can do this and be like, oh, he's really competitive, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Tom doesn't want to play football, in my opinion, but that's just my take.
Sure, Mike Evans has been suspended. I don't know what that means, Scherf, but it's Tom Brady, so he can probably do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants.
That's the problem. That's what Mitch was saying, that like he – at Mitch, what you said, you hit the nail on the head right there, where if any other quarterback acts like a little bitch the way Tom Brady does, they get slandered and dragged through the mud on Twitter. But Tom Brady, oh, he's so competitive and he's such a great leader.
Okay, let's be real for a second. Rodgers was not – like, was Rodgers not doing that last week? Or am I stupid?
He was.
So, like, yeah. Like, he literally was yelling at everybody and acting like a bitch as well. So, like, I don't know. This is the best quarterbacks in the world. Like, they definitely know what they're mad about. Like, it's not like they, like, have no excuse. So.
But it's like Tom Brady was yelling at Marshawn Lattimore. And, like, Mike Evans, it was fun to watch. I mean, that was cool. I mean, if you watch the other video, like, they have history where he just comes up and cracks Marshawn Lattimore. Not sure why.
I think he does that every time they play each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they're way more aggressive than Norman Odell thing. Like, I think I saw Mike Evans, like, grab him by the, like, neck and just throw him to the ground. And he's way bigger.
It honestly reminds me a little bit of Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan.
Oh, wow.
If anyone remembers that.
Yeah, that was awesome back in the day.
Eagles are off to a good start thus far, and some are saying they're a possible contender. I said it last week, and people have been asking me what I think about Jalen Hurts. I mean, I took back my words. Kid can play football. Again, Jordan, good pick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely taking a step this year.
Before the season, I said probably one of the better handcuffs you could possibly have is Jalen Hurts because the mobility aspect as well, and A.J. Brown. When he's healthy, he's really good. I think Levi's got him in the flex.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game, though. But Herbert broke a rib while playing the Chiefs, but still played. Is this true?
Yeah, I don't know if he's broken.
That just about gave me a heart attack. Seeing him get back in there, though, and then that 4th-and-1 throw that he had to – I don't even –
Josh Palmer.
Was it Josh Palmer? Yeah. I mean, after I saw that, I was like, yeah, Herbert's – he's got that dog in his ribs. It doesn't fucking matter.
Dog in his ribs. But let's talk winners.
He's going to play. I think he's going to play.
Yeah, he's got it.
Let's talk winners, losers of the week. We kind of touched him a little bit, but Stephon Diggs led all scorers, 44.8 points, with a possibility to have more if the Titans don't suck.
Yeah, I mean, Diggs is that you'd probably hate to cover just because of the smack talk. Like, I've never like actually heard it until this year where he's literally in Jalen Ramsey's ear week one, and I don't even know who's on the Titans, but unreal. They're so funny.
So I have a question for all of us then. Stephon Diggs is really good. I think he's better than he was when he was on the Vikings. Is this a product of just a better throwing offense, so that's why he's doing better? Or is Josh Allen just that good?
Yes.
A little bit of both.
Yes.
Well, like, they've been going to him this year. Like, he wasn't this amazing to start the year last year, but, like, from the games I've watched, both have been primetime games. They made, like, a very conservative effort to get him the football. And, I mean, personally, I mean, this is also talking back to the draft, but I was, like, a little upset with Ertz that he took Debo over Stephon Diggs. I thought that was wrong in the moment. And, I mean, it is a long season, and Debo's definitely going to get more running back work moving forward here too. But that was, like, my opinion when you picked Debo over Stephon Diggs. Like, Stephon Diggs is a top 5 wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I was talking to Zach about that. I don't know if it was today or if it was a couple of days ago, but when I did that, I told Zach that the only reason I picked Debo over Diggs was I had Diggs in a league last year, and Diggs was constantly 7 or 8 receptions for 70 yards, no touchdown, which isn't bad, but I thought that Debo, like Mitch said about Amon-Ra St. Brown breaking out and being that guy that wins you the league, I was like, Debo can do that again. So
I just don't think the quarterback that had, like, why that was even a thought. I mean, this Trey Lance, he's going to run the ball. And I know they're going to give the ball to Debo to run, but, like, How many times does Trey Lance can actually throw the ball?
And well, fortunately for me, I don't have to worry about Trey Lance doing that anymore.
And sure. That's huge for you, Vertz. That's massive.
Yeah. At the time being, though, right? But we got which is a fair
criticism.
Banda brothers in Miami, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle go for 40 plus, and Tua had what? I'm looking down the line, almost 500 passing yards and over 350 went to those two players.
Yeah, it's not okay. I think that's the first time in NFL history two receivers on the same team had over 170 yards. Like, that's Madden numbers.
Yeah.
It's almost not even Madden numbers. It's hard to even do that.
Yeah?
Who's better?
Tyreek. What?
Dude, I just don't understand why people can't fucking tackle him. It makes me so mad watching. Like, he breaks tackles. I'm not even talking about, like, him, like, juking. Like, people just can't tackle him.
Dude. It's that little run. Like, Joel was telling me, is like, you can just tell when Tyreek Hill runs because it just looks different.
Dude, when he caught that 60-yard bomb after Krieger was, like, Nicholas Chubb, I wasn't okay. Like, the corner was, like, 10 yards off the line of scrimmage, and Tyreek still got behind him.
Yeah.
Like, significantly behind him.
Speed kills.
Yeah.
Speaking of speed. I don't want to talk about this guy. Someone else do it.
All right, I'll do it. Lamar Jackson, 42 points, 318 yards, 72% completion percentage, 3 passing touchdowns. Also had 119 rushing yards on a 75-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Only 9 carries. I need to circle back. What is your gripe with him?
Did they win the football game?
Okay, but elaborate.
Did you see the last throw he had at the end of the game?
It wasn't because Lamar that they lost, though.
I think Mitchell got butthurt when everyone jumped on the bandwagon when he was the youngest MVP ever. It happened with Zion. Like, there's a lot of hype. Like, a lot of hype.
Did you see the last throw he had?
Yeah, the corner made a great play on it. You just didn't catch it.
Ball didn't even get there, man.
Dude, he has been a great passer this year. I think as of right now, he's like the 4th best passer rating in the NFL. Like, I think you don't think he's a good thrower of the football. And like, he's been great this year throwing the ball. Like, week one, he barely even ran.
He's got one of the best, like, this year. I mean, it's only 2 weeks. He's got one of the better, like, deep balls in the NFL right now, which is okay.
Yeah, like, he has a very strong arm. Like it's freaky.
He couldn't get it 50 yards to the end zone. Couldn't get it 50 yards to the end zone.
That's fine.
Mitch, what?
He didn't make it to the end zone.
I know, I got that, but I'm just saying, of all the things that you could critique about his passing right now, you're critiquing a Hail Mary from the 48-yard line.
I'm just saying, you said he has a good arm. He couldn't make it there. But nonetheless, he beat me, so I can't.
You, no doubt about
whatever.
It.
Like, I just Mitch think that, that you're, like, almost on an island on your own on this take.
I am on an island, just like I'm on an island with Zion. But you know who's paddling over? Nick Wasnicki. Nick Wasnicki.
Let's talk about Amon-Ra. Let's talk about Amon-Ra.
He's good. He's good, and he's going to win Lang the league. I'm calling it right now. This guy is going to make Lang a league winner as of week two.
Going off that, Zabo, I have a question. What would you do if Lang won the league this year?
What do you mean?
All the chip hiding or all the he's a fraud, not actually a winner.
Oh, well, then
Jones didn't set his lineup.
I mean, didn't Lang make it to the championship because Liam didn't set his lineup? Isn't that
okay? But if he wins it this year, then what would you say to him?
Oh, of course I couldn't call him a chip hider. There's
no
way.
He's got to shut up then, and I want nothing more than that. You want to know something, Zabo? I actually don't care who wins the league as long as it's not you. Like, I'm being honest. Like, you're the one Mitch, person I don't want to win.
Mitch, I'm sure that's a very popular take around the league. And that's I'm here for it. I'm all here for it.
Tua, 38, went crazy in the second half. 500 yards, 6 touchdowns. I don't know.
I mean, we already talked about it. Crazy. So we'll cut that.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones did well for the Packers. Just I think he just was right place, right time for the play calls that were being said. Because last week, AJ Dillon did well. So I think it's going to be a week-to-week basis which running back's going to do well.
That's kind of why I said Reed's team won't be putting up 150 every single week. Like, I don't know. You just can't have handcuffs for every single team and put up 150 every week.
Unless he does.
That's true.
Yeah, if he does it, then I'll eat shit like usual, but
Cooper Kupp reminding people that he's better than Justin Jefferson. Yeah, I don't believe that, but
he played out of his mind. I think people do need to put some respect on Slay's name. He's not really a corner that people really like give that much love, but the dude's been doing it for years. Like, he's a Pro Bowler. I don't know if he's ever won an All Pro, but guy. I still got JJ as receiver one by the end of the year. We'll see.
Same.
I'm so against you guys at this point.
Do you think? I mean, he keeps doing it.
Cooper Kupp is about to set the NFL record this week for the most games in a row over 75 yards and 7 catches. And the fact of the matter is that actually he's going to do it getting 90 yards. He's had 90 yards in 15 straight games. He's had 90 yards in 15 straight games. On top of that, nobody's ever done it with 75. So, like, what the hell's going on? I just don't know why, like, what indication is there that he's going to stop?
I don't think there is.
I just thought Allen Robinson. Big takeaway was Allen Robinson being there, even though he hasn't really done anything. Granted, he had a touchdown taken away from him. I thought it was going to be Allen Robinson taking a huge step this year.
I did too, and I thought Justin Jefferson was going to take a big step too. But we forget who his quarterback is and can't win on fucking primetime games.
I mean, I know I bashed Nick a lot this podcast, but shout out Nick. I mean, it's a good pick.
Don't come back on your takes.
I'm not coming back at all. Every other pick that he had and everyone else on this team is literally fucking, I feel like Helen Keller. Like, Nick's team is fucking dog shit, but Cooper Kupp's back is going to hurt from carrying Nick's dog shit team.
Yeah. Another name to bring up is, what did you want to say, Zach?
No, you're good.
Another name I wanted to bring up was Nick Chubb. I mean, 3 touchdowns, 87 yards on only 17 carries. I mean, like you said earlier, Zach, that he's got to be one of the best players running the football in the NFL.
Running the football, yes.
Yeah.
Pure running back, Chubb's got to be up there.
Dude runs it like a man.
No doubt.
The diaper dandies of the league, Drake London, 24, Garrett Wilson, 30. Chris Olave, only 11, but 13 targets. All 3 of these rookies have over 12 targets.
I feel like I can't remember seeing this shit, dude. Like, usually rookie receivers find their stride like mid to late year, and then you know the guys for the like next draft that they start getting higher on the draft board. But like the only two that I can remember years is Justin Jefferson and Chase. So, like, I mean, these guys have been fantastic. I don't know who we want to start.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, him too. But, like, he also, like, I don't know if he was getting this volume.
True. And I was talking to someone not affiliated with the league, Colin Radowitz, shout out. But he was kind of saying that, like, you see it in basketball where, like, these guys are coming in now and being, like, big-time threats. And now in football, you're starting to see guys come in, like, position players and be, like, those big time threat guys. Like, they're going to get production right away because whatever's out there in the world in terms of training, body health, play style, like, they're more ready than they ever have been to come to professional sports. And I think their athleticism and speed and strength is just giving them that extra leg up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's each of your favorites?
I got to stick with Drake.
Drake London. Yeah.
He's just so big. I think he's going to become the focal point and, like, really the only bright spot besides Cordell on the Falcons. Just because Mariota looks like he doesn't know what to do out there, it seemed like London's his safety blanket over Pitts.
And I'd agree, even though I didn't think that was the case. That's why my pick was Chris Olave, just assuming that, you know, Winston sat behind Breeze for a year, and then he has been a gunslinger, so I thought maybe the speed, he was just going to launch it down the field to him. I know Garrett Wilson had the most points here, and Booby, you're probably going to give him a good second of airtime, but, like, I'd probably go with Drake London at this point, too. I just didn't think Mariota could do it.
Yeah. So my thing is, I used to be a lot more into like guys coming in the draft, like study the draft, and like I know what guys are. I didn't do that as much this year, like just looking at film of guys. But I like after Wilson did this, I'm like, I need to go look at like how this guy plays, because when you were watching him on Sunday, he was electric. Like, he's so fun to watch, and like his route running and his body control, like he makes tough catches too. Like, he looks like he has all the makings to be like elite. Like, I'm not saying it's coming this year, but like I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's a top 10 wide receiver in 2-3 years.
Can I I agree with everything you just said, Dylan, but can I make one rookie receiver prediction that he's not on here? And Dylan, this is a shout out to you because you picked him. The guy I think will be in a couple of years, the best player will be Jameson Williams.
Yeah, I've got him stashed in my IR spot. Could be a league winner at the end of the year. You never know.
He reminds me of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Just how
he's really good.
He can stretch the field. You can throw to him on a screen pass and no one can tackle him because he's just so slippery. I think he's going to be a problem for everybody.
Dude, he was a huge problem in college, like something we've never seen. I can only imagine what he's going to be like in the NFL.
Yeah.
Losers of the week. I mean, this player's dead to everyone, I'm pretty sure now. But Zeke, I mean, what do you even say anymore? Like, do you even say anything?
We've been telling you.
You can't.
5.9 points. He got the carries. The production was there. I know Pollard caught passes, but in terms of, like, rushing the football, you need more than 5.9. He will be on the bench next week. I don't care how many points he's projected. We're sliding everybody up. Chris Olave, the rookie receiver, is going to get a chance. So,
15 carries for 53 yards is not production.
No. I think it's Tony Pollard's backfield. I don't care.
Yep.
It will be. Cordarrelle Patterson with a big 4.1 points. Woo! He's trash.
Yeah, Zach, are you worried about Algier at all?
No, not worried about the Falcons' backfield, if that's what you're asking. I think that the Falcons, just like the Saints, are going to be a sling-first football team, which is only going to be good because I did see Cordarrelle getting work at receiver with Algier in the backfield. So that's just a reception, and I'm in for that.
He had 4.1 points. We have to say about that, huh?
London. Drake London tried to save the day. That's what I have to say about it.
So they're not going to Cordarrelle because he's not the guy, is what you're saying.
No, Drake London should be the guy. And if he's not, I don't know what Arthur Smith is thinking.
I'm glad you agree that Cordarrelle Patterson's not the guy then. Wow, do we just agree that he's not the guy?
Not the focal point. You should really open your ears when I talk to you.
You just said he's not the guy. You just said he's not the guy. Vertsy's favorite player or second favorite player, Kenyon Drake, 0.8 points.
I mean, just chalk that one up to bad management. I mean, second week in a row, I've got a running back not give me one single point.
Dude.
Some got to question your managerial style.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to. That's
the reason I didn't pick him up, because I was really looking into picking him up because I just was so perplexed on my flex for this Sunday. Like, why in the hell was he projected 14 points?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is I saw his projection and I instantly got a boner. And I was like, wow.
It's not like we didn't see what he did week one. He's not good. Like, he's been in the NFL for a while, too. Like, I don't know.
Is Arizona's defense, like, interior defense bad?
What do you mean?
Is their interior defense bad? Like, their linemen?
Yeah, he's on the Ravens, Mitch.
What?
Come on, dude.
I missed that.
You can edit that out.
No, we'll keep that shit in there. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Mitch isn't very knowledgeable when it comes to these.
I'm knowledgeable about Cordarrelle Patterson being the absolute garbage fire he is. If you don't know, we have a document of a player to look at, and I had to highlight Cordarrelle Patterson, put his name in red, and make it like size 50 font because I just wanted Zach to look at it. Dalvin Cook struggled, 7.6 points. You just expect more out of a first-round running back.
Yeah.
Any reason why he's doing, like, not first-round running back production right now?
Not sure.
I think
Their offensive line got a little bit worse, I would say. Like, losing Kyle Rudolph, I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but he's a very good blocking tight end, and they run a lot of at least what I saw on Twitter, is they run a lot of like stretch plays and zone plays where they're trying to kind of get outside and let Dalvin Cook kind of explode off of an open hole that he sees, and he's just not getting any open holes.
I can't believe you just brought up Kyle Rudolph. I think a lot of first round running backs are struggling. Like Najee Harris, for example, I think he had like 14, and like I feel like he should just be the bell cow. Like we're all we're talking about, he should probably be at 20 as well.
Yeah, I mean, Eckler hasn't done much. I know he had 18 last week, but you expect more from that. I mean, McCaffrey had 17. You're expecting more.
Yeah, but I'm not mad.
No, you're not mad with 16, but Kyle Pitts, Booby, you know the experience. What's going on?
It's coming, though. Nick, just wait. You're going to be so jacked when he puts up 20 points, but then he's going to do this again, and you're going to be like, should I trade him, or is he going to do it again? And then it's just a constant debate in your mind.
Does he just not get the ball? Is that what his problem is?
I don't know, man. It's not like he's not good. Like, he's a great football player.
I think who he's going to put the big points up against is going to be Vertz. It's just coming to him. It's coming.
What do you mean? I just played him. I just played him. He put up 3.9.
Oh, I thought you played him again. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
I do play him again at some point in the year. I know that, but I don't know when. Let me check right now.
Let's take a look into this upcoming week. We've got some good matchups for you. The matchup we want to highlight this week is Vertz versus Reed. Reason being, you know, Vertz, he's been catching a lot of heat. And 2-0, let's find out if he's legit. And then Reed has had an up-and-down season thus far. Can he knock someone out and drop them down a little bit and make himself, you know, 2-0? Or 2-1, I'm sorry.
I mean, I look at Reed's lineup and it's like, it's either guys on his team are going to go for 8 or 9 points or they're going to go for 30. And I just don't see them going for 30. Like, Tom Brady's playing the Packers. He'll probably have, I don't know, 18 to 20. Dalvin Cook against Detroit, that's a good matchup for Dalvin Cook. Maybe this is the week that Dalvin Cook turns it on. T. Higgins is a guy that I've just always thought is not very good. I know he's good, but I don't think he's as good as where people pick him at and as good as people say he is. Mike Williams, we all know the roller coaster that he is.
Goddard, you have Justin Herbert. So he's, if anything he scores, you're going to get some of those points back. But other fellas, looking at the game, let's take our picks for this week. Booby, start us off.
I'm going to go with, the line's obviously going to change, but an early line, I'm going to go, Reed plus 6.
Love it. This bulletin board material right here. Yeah, not that we need it anymore.
That's fine.
But might as well keep adding it on.
Are you going to start Elijah Moore?
I haven't decided yet. I looked at that. I mean, with the way my bench is right now, probably. I mean,
after seeing Joe Flacco.
It's like Mitch asked me if I think my team's championship material right now. I mean, right now we're not. I need – I can't have, if I want to beat Reed, I can't have Devontae Adams give me 9 points. I mean, he's got to do better. Debo can't get me 15 and 12. I need him to get me 20, at least 20.
Exactly, what you got.
I'm going to go Vertz here. If Herbert plays,
he's playing. Right,
I think what the Chargers are about to do to the Jacksonville Jaguars is going to be special. I think Devontae, what he's going to do to the Titans defense is going to be special.
Yeah, I mean, and I thought about that too. If we just saw what Stephon Diggs did to them, I mean, Devontae Adams is – I know Derek Carr isn't nearly the QB Josh Allen is, but
– and going back to the whole Elijah Moore thing, I mean, Joe Flacco looked confident. The Jets looked like they were having fun. So I think Elijah Moore would be a fine play there. I'd rather do that than, like, Daryl Henderson. I mean, the Rams backfield – he's got – Vertz has Cam Akers. It just – the Rams backfield just doesn't excite me.
I'm going to go with Reed this week, and here's why. Cam Akers, I think he's going to literally have 0 again for you, and you're going to be so mad about it.
I just think that's going to be the guy. Cam Akers had 17 rushes last week.
I know. I just think it's going to happen. That's my opinion. I think he's going to really disappoint you again. You may lose by 4 or 5 points because Cam Akers has 3.
I mean.
So we've got Booby and myself taking Reed, and you have Zach taking Vertz. and Vert's obviously going to take himself. But nonetheless, other things to look for this upcoming week. We have Garbage Bowl Radar, the 0-2 teams. I play Zabo, who is currently the number one ranked team. Berg will play Levi, who that's going to be an interesting matchup. Both those teams can score. And then you've got Nick, who's 0-2 versus Lang. Lang, another guy who caught a lot of slander, but is 2-0. And Nick, 0-2.
Love it. Lang's going to blow him out of the fucking water.
I think Lang could win the league. I said that. I think he's got a sneaky team with Amon-Ra. I didn't think it was going to happen, but it could be there for him. So, Vert, you definitely have things on your mind. It's been how long that people have been giving you shit? You're finally doing well. What do you say to those people? Because the beginning, you know, we took the polls. You said the piss puppies are coming different. Are you coming different?
I'm coming way different, if you know what I mean right now. God. I have the receipts. But like I said earlier, it's too early right now to bring them out. As we get closer to playoffs, if things keep going my way, which I hope they do, then we'll bring out some nice receipts that people have. Some messages people have sent me, some audio clips from the pod, some Instagram messages that some people have sent me regarding bad fantasy players. I've got all of them. I've got all of them saved.
I mean, what do you say to those people that were kind of your biggest haters? And I'll be one to say it was myself, probably Nick, and then Zach.
Before he says that, dude, can you please just say the word pause?
Thank you, Dylan.
Just say pause.
Pause.
Thank you. All right, continue.
What do you say to your biggest haters? Oh, myself, Zach, and Nick.
Nothing right now. Right now, the head's down, and we're marching forward. We're not saying anything to anyone.
All right, he's keeping it low-key. Well, you know, we've had a good week, too. Not me. I was really feeling down bad, but doing this is a lot of fun, so it kind of came to life a little bit. You just got to hope that your team's going to, you know, nut up and win some football games here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my matchup this week.
Yeah, me and Liam might have one of the biggest point spreads in league history because of Mike Evans being suspended. So,
I'm excited. We'll see if he fills that spot. But we'll keep an eye on Verts. Team's losing. Game of the week. You'll hear from us next week. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
See you guys.
Peace. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't